So welcome to January 2010 Watershed Podcast. My name is Mark Cosgrove and I'm the head of programme here at Watershed. The new year prompts reflection on what has just happened, and as having notched up a whole decade of a new century prompts wider reflection. There have already been a host of such thoughts and observations, but what struck me and a lot of film writers is that it marks the first decade of the second century of cinema. Obviously, it depends on when you think cinema was invented, of which there are many arguments, but for the sake of geometrical neatness, let's just say that the first full decade of cinema was from 1900 to 1910. Please note, dear listener, that this is neither a scientific project nor a rigorous academic exercise. As a diversion, I would say that cinephiles are obsessed and absorbed by lists, and particularly top tens. Why? Well, there is nothing like a top 10 list to get a bit of passionate argument and debate amongst film aficionados. But is it meaningful, I hear you ask? Well, in some cases I think it can be if it's about considered critical engagement and ultimately about the value of things. The thing, remember, is not the list, but what it says about contemporary culture. My question then for the second century of cinema, 2000 to 2010, is this. Have we seen as much innovation in the language of film in this decade as there was in the first decade? Discuss. You have to remember that the experimentation and range of work produced in the first decade was immense and intense as the pioneer filmmakers explored the potential and possibilities of the new medium. The master pioneer was, of course, Georges Méliès, who in 1902 took us on a voyage to Moon via the illusion that cinema creates. And so we cast a critical eye over the first decade of this second century to consider which films will stand out as being innovative, memorable, and/or groundbreaking examples of cinema. Over the coming year, we'll be screening selections from each year and inviting contributions and debate from a range of speakers. Please feel free to join in and email me your thoughts, mark@watershed.co.uk. We'll hopefully be getting esteemed film magazine Sight and Sound and Bristol University in on the act. Precise details will follow. I somehow figured the selection would be a relatively easy task, then looked at a short list from the year 2000. These include such titles as Spike Jonze's Being John Malkovich, Lars von Trier's Dance in the Dark, Bruno Dumont's Humanity, Wong Kar-wai's In the Mood for Love, Christopher Nolan's Memento, The Coen Brothers' O Brother, Where Art Thou? Now you see, that one I found hugely and unremittingly entertaining. But should it get in? So difficult choices. At the moment, my view is a standoff between Lars von Trier and Wong Kar-wai. And what we might do in February is screen both, have a discussion and compare notes. Watch this space and keep an eye on Watershed website and the February brochure for more details. Certainly two films which will figure in any self-respecting cinephile's 2010 list are John Hillcoat's The Road and Jacques Audiard's A Prophet, both towering achievements at the beginning of this year and lined up to be amongst the best of the year. Hillcoat's may be a bleak and terminal vision via the apocalyptic novel of Cormac McCarthy's, but it is brilliantly realised for cinema and one that we surely all have to reconcile with. As I write, the Copenhagen Earth Summit is surely going to prove inconclusive. Hillcoat is prepared, as we must, to visit one vision of what might be. If in facing up we can be encouraged to behave and think differently, then he will have succeeded. Stories were always really advisory morality tales. Think Little Red Riding Hood. So think of The Road as a terrifying nursery rhyme for adults. Jacques Audiard's A Prophet steps immediately into the canon of great films. Audiard takes what is now a cliché-ridden, tired genre, the prison movie, and remakes it from the inside out, giving it renewed urgency and relevance. A Prophet is gripping, powerful filmmaking. It absorbs the viewer in a way I have not experienced so completely for a long while. Trust me, and this is not hyperbole, A Prophet is exceptional, authentic, passionate cinema. See it, and there's an exclamation mark at the end of that. The Road opens on Friday the 8th of January. A Prophet opens Friday the 22nd of January. That's all till February.